podcast for March 11th, 2010. Roger Morse, Senior Fellow for Political Economy at the Institute for Liberty. Today I'd like to talk about the President's repeated efforts along with Congress to try and ram health care down the throats of the American people. It's just been getting out of hand. This has been going on for a year, and we have only heard that the president plans to pivot on the economy. Nobody in America wants to hear about health care. They don't like this program. They don't want this program. And they are sick and tired of the president and the liberal Democrat Congress trying to cram it down America's throats. Right now, the government hasn't been able to run their current health care programs very well. Medicare and Medicaid are running huge deficits. They are rampant with waste, fraud, and abuse. There's over $50 billion of waste in these programs annually. And according to the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which administers the program, they've looked at these bills that the Democrats are pushing, and they have said they have no significant provisions in them for addressing the existing waste and fraud problems in the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Yet, we have very high unemployment, we have a very sluggish economy, you have all of these hindrances to restarting economic growth in this country. And the president has only been paying lip service, promising through his White House press corps to claim he's going to pivot away from health care and all of these other issues and focus like a laser beam on the economy. We've heard this now for a year as the economy continued to deteriorate. He's been playing footsie with the press over getting serious about the economy and yet driven ahead trying to cram down health care down the throats of the public. This is kind of ironic because we are now approaching the annual sporting festival known as March Madness Basketball. And if you reflect on it just a little, all of these repeated attempts or claims that they're going to pivot away from healthcare and finally get down to addressing the economy and jobs, you'd have to start wondering if a ref needs to blow the whistle at some time. Over the past several months, you can hear it almost weekly coming out of various White House spokesmen that the president is going to pivot onto jobs, he's going to pivot onto the economy, he's going to address job losses, unemployment, start the economy up again, get some serious economic growth. Yet, he always decides to go back to health care. How does he figure out how to ram health care through this Congress and onto the American people? Well, as if you play basketball, you know you can't continue to lift the pivot foot. Once you plant that foot and you pivot on it, if you lift up that foot, your pivot foot, you must either pass or shoot. You can't go back to pivoting repeatedly. I think it's time for the ref to blow the whistle on this president and the Democrat Congress and call a traveling violation. If they won't actually pivot onto jobs in the economy, it's time to turn over the ball to somebody else who will. That is what the country needs. And this is Roger Morse for the Institute for Liberty.